everyone. This is Jacob Emerson with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in today, where we're very thrilled to be joined by a special guest. Brian Holgerson is the president of U.S. commercial business at Cigna Healthcare. Brian, thank you so much for taking the time to join us on the podcast today.
Hey, Jacob. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
So before we dive in, Brian, I want to ask you a little bit more about yourself. You were named to your current role just this past January. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and also why you've been at Cigna for so long?
Sure. No, I'd be glad to. So I have been at Cigna for a really long time now, 23rd year at the company. And as you mentioned, recently just began a new role. I have the honor of leading our U.S. employer business, which is focused on providing health benefit services to employers of all sizes in the United States. And so it's a role in which my team and I, we work with employers to help them deliver healthcare benefits for their employees. But even more than that, we really work with them to help them improve the health of their population. And you know, there's direct, obviously, connections between the health of their population as well as their business performance. So it's not only a challenging role and opportunity for us to work with employers in a way that impacts their business performance, but an exciting one as well. And as you mentioned, I've been with the company a long time, and it really goes to that in terms of why. This is not a boring industry. It's exciting. There's always fun opportunities to do, and it's really hard but rewarding work when you think about the healthcare system and all the various stakeholders and helping connect them and make healthcare better in our country.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Brian, first thing I wanted to talk with you about is something new that you've been working on, a new podcast that I understand is with a special celebrity guest. Can you tell us a little bit more about this podcast and what you're looking to achieve through this?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So, as you mentioned, we're really excited to have the opportunity to partner with Holly Robinson Peete on a new podcast. And the new podcast is called The Visibility Gap. And our partnership with Holly is a really great example of the work that I just described a few moments ago in terms of helping employers, you know, really assist with their health and wellness of their population and all the various connections. And The Visibility Gap is about spotlighting often invisible challenges that many employees face. So things like stress or burnout, being a caregiver, the effects of bias on them, their employee population, and on their work. So the purpose of the podcast is really aimed at business leaders and helping them identify, understand, better address the issues of their employee populations and many of those unseen challenges. And so our hope is that the podcast series can actually encourage not only companies, but also their leaders to be more aware of the challenges that their employees face, and then to, you know, come up with strategies in which they can help them. That's obviously an approach that can help individuals, which is really important, but also have an effect on their business performance.
And to follow up with you there, Brian, on some of these unforeseen challenges, how do you think this podcast is going to be helping employers and their workforce specifically? And what made you choose Holly as a partner on this?
Sure. So first I'll start with Holly. So Holly has been a partner of Cigna for a really long time. And the mission of our company to improve the health and vitality of individuals that we serve, and Holly's passions are in great alignment. So Holly herself is a champion for health and well-being through the work that she does supporting autism and Parkinson's disease. And, you know, her work has really been driven by her own personal experiences with her son's autism diagnosis. And, you know, she does other works. She's been able to do other work with us around co-creating our autism digital resource hub, which is called All In With Autism, just helping individuals manage through this life-changing experience. So as part of this, you know, we've worked with Holly previously to help our customers navigate their lives in various different ways, and have had great experience with Holly because of that aligned mission that we both have. So she's just a really natural fit for this podcast, you know, thinking about different ways to help employers better support their employees and dealing with issues that are, you know, quote unquote unseen. And so, you know, we're excited. For us, it's an extension of really good work that Holly is really passionate about, and does a lot of good stuff in the community.
Yeah, that's really great to hear about her real lived experiences on this topic. If we're zooming out a little bit on this topic, Brian, how would you describe how job satisfaction and your health are connected? And why, from your view, is it so important for employees to be seen in their workplace?
Yeah, Jacob. So on this, it's a really interesting question, because for, you know, many individuals, the work that they do every day is completely interwoven with their lives, right? Whether it is the way in which individuals have been able to, you know, create work-life balance for themselves. It's not so much a turnoff. It's not so much a start and stop, I should say. It's more just interwoven and connected, not just the time that they spend at work, but who they are, and, you know, balancing all aspects. But then there's even, you know, obviously other folks who are more, you know, regimented on time at work, time at home. Regardless of which one you're coming from, you spend a lot of time at work, right? Whether it's completely connected or, you know, intentionally separated. And so for many individuals, right, they build friendships at work, they build support systems and connections. And because of the time you spend there, it's just a really important aspect of who many of us are and the work that we do and the, you know, the value that we add to the community, our employers, society in general. So because that connection is so interwoven, I think naturally employers have a connection to the health, well-being of their employees, not just their physical, but their emotional, their spiritual, their behavioral health. It's just also connected. And you know, if you're not your best in any one of those aspects, you can't show up and be your best at work. And that's, you know, somewhat about business performance and results, but it's also just somewhat about a society and being individuals and working with each other and wanting to have the best for one another. So, you know, it's just kind of all of those reasons. We feel like the two between health, wellness, and the workplace are absolutely connected and almost are impossible to separate. So, you know, from that same angle, it's so important to be seen, because when you spend as much time as, you know, we all do at work, hopefully doing something that we really love and that we're passionate about, you want to be connected to individuals who know you for who you are, and that you make not only a difference in the work that you do, but a difference in who you do that work with. So all of those aspects are really, really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I imagine that connection between job satisfaction and health, it's just as important for the employer. Can you explain that a little bit from your view in terms of what's the employer perspective on this and what do they get out of their workers being more seen and more heard?
Oh, certainly. So, you're right on. For individuals that are healthy and engaged, and, you know, really emotionally connected to both the people that they work with, the culture that's set for the organization, the mission and the work that they do, there are many studies that show that connection creates more levels of satisfied employees, you know, higher work output in terms of performance and better business performance. So, you know, it's not just a feel-good issue, it's a business performance issue. And every employer obviously seeks to both attract and retain the best employees, because at the end of the day, whether you are a services company and your people are your product, or if you create a tangible good that you sell, people are behind that too, whether it's the manufacturing of it or the technology of it. So that connection to really building an inspired, engaged workforce, which connects to physical, mental, spiritual health, all of those are really important for employers. So it's a really natural connection from that standpoint as well.
Yeah, it makes complete sense that there's a business case here just as much as there is a human connection aspect here as well. Brian, given your current and past leadership roles at Cigna Healthcare, on the ground with your members, with employers, what are you seeing and what are you hearing in terms of where workers are struggling with these invisible challenges? And how do you see this impacting the culture of organizations moving forward?
Sure. So, you know, in terms of how workers are struggling with invisible challenges, I think there's many, and it's many of the things that individuals either don't believe they can or should or choose not to bring to the workplace. So whether it's the responsibilities of being a caregiver outside of work, or things that are really hard to see sometimes on the surface for multiple reasons, like stress. That's a great example of an invisible, an invisible challenge. I can tell you kind of personal story, an example. If I reflect over the 2+ decades of my career at Cigna and the time in which I've been a leader, you know, the times that I've been the least effective, and I mean that in terms of engagement levels at home, engagement levels in the workplace, is when stress, regardless of what kind of has induced the stress, whether it was work-created stress or home-created stress, you know, the many hats we all wear of being, you know, spouses and parents and children and workers as well. That's when I've been the least effective, and it's really just because I've found myself not to be as focused as I could be. And at the end of the day, it means from an individual performance standpoint, I wasn't living up to maybe the performance expectations that I set for myself or coworkers or even at home from a family standpoint, not being as engaged as I wanted to be. And I just share that specific example because I think it does impact, you know, not just the business, but the teams around you and the culture. So, you know, from a personal experience, a lot of that becomes, you know, hopefully for the individual recognition. Putting a plan in place to how you can get that under control, get your head around whatever it is that's impacting you and what you need to do, kind of control the controllables, so you can move forward. So I think just very, very generally, I see those same types of things as being, you know, really, really significant invisible challenges. And then on a personal aspect, I've frankly experienced them on my own.
I appreciate you sharing that personal example with us, Brian. It's a really great one. I want to make sure to ask, though, where can listeners find this podcast and anything else you want to share about what you're trying to achieve through it or anything about your new role as well?
Sure. So first off, listeners can access the podcast in a variety of ways on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and it's also available on our website in the Cigna Newsroom. And, you know, in terms of reiterating a few comments, just a couple of things. One, we are really dedicated to helping our clients, employers, better connect with their employees. We view this as not just a business issue, although it is, as, you know, we kind of spoke and you kind of, you know, pointed out, Jacob, and really put the fine point on. It's also a society issue, right, in terms of helping individuals be the best that they can be individually for their family at home and at work. We feel like that connection is really, really important. And in our role, kind of stepping back from all that as a mission-based organization, is not just to provide healthcare benefits, but also to help in any way we can as an individual or the employer help harness their culture to improve the health and ultimately the vitality of individuals, you know, their employees. And frankly, there's a lot of opportunities within our healthcare system in order to do that, whether it's through employers directly with individuals, as I discussed, or partnering with healthcare systems who, you know, all of our healthcare professionals and our healthcare workers that we as a country depend on for the individual healthcare needs that we have, they're employees as well. They're caregivers, they're individuals who have their own need set, just like everybody else. So whether it's helping them individually or helping them close those gaps in care and be a connector, we feel there's multiple stakeholders here across healthcare because it is so personal, it is so acute and also complex that we can be a driving force. And that's really what motivates us every single day.
My last question for you, Brian. Do you have any final thoughts or any pieces of advice you would offer all the health plan industry colleagues that are listening in to us today from all over the country?
So in terms of pieces of advice, I would say, you know, whether you're a health plan or whether you're an employer, individuals need us, the collective us, to help them and help connect the dots across the healthcare system. And one of the most impactful ways of doing that is through employers, because of the tight bond typically that employees to their managers, to their companies, for folks that find a connection to their employer and who they are, what they're trying to accomplish, you know, their career. Employers possess an incredible cultural influence over their teams in a really, really good way. And so that connection is one that can be and should be, I'll use the word, harvested for not just a better business performance, but better employees, healthier employees. And when we've seen firsthand, when employers can connect all of those dots, a health plan, the culture that they have, incentives, the right employee engagement strategies, again, not just across healthcare, but across all of their total rewards or all of their engagement strategies for individuals, it's really, really powerful. And it doesn't just impact business performance, which it does, but it changes lives and it gets individuals to be drawn to a connection that has a multiplicative effect across their families, across communities. And we all know employers in our communities or nationwide who are kind of known for being that infectious culture that we want to be at. And that's the motivation of being that impact in the community and in our country that I would hope everybody would take away from this.
Fantastic. Well, I think that's a really good place to leave things. Brian, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with us and for sharing about all the latest that's happening at Cigna Healthcare. We truly appreciate it.
Yeah, Jacob, thanks so much for the invite, and it was a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
If you'd like to listen to more podcasts from Becker's, you can tune in to our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com/podcast.